Money.
Girl, get your money.
Sex.
Ain't no humping going around over here.
Relationships. Current events.
New York Times Sunday paper says here.
Controversy.
I don't know about you, but I got a vent.
It all gets covered here. It's time to reshape.
Girl, fix those panties.
Recreate.
Fuck your mind up.
And motivate your mindset.
What mindset? Girl, I've been talking to y'all for 3 years. Y'all still ain't can't get it right.
So, get ready for that cigar smoking.
Girl, I love a good cigar.
Cupcake loving.
Ooh, I gotta lay off those cupcakes. They making my butt a little too big.
Coffee drinking shopaholic.
The coffee is staining my teeth, and I got more clothes than the law should allow.
Your sis and mine, MJ.
Hey, Dear Sis Family, it's your girl MJ with my fabulous co-host, Mahogany.
Hey.
Hey, girl. Hey. Listen, Dear Sis Family, it has come to an end. Mahogany is not leaving us, but leaving us. This is her last week on the show as a co-host.
Thank God.
Uncle Frank.
I really enjoyed her so, so much. However, there's going to be like a little twist going on. We are definitely going to have a conversation for her to come back. Everyone loves her. The numbers of the show have been rising. Her lifestyle has been rising. My lifestyle has been rising, and we are on a fucking rise. I'm excited. So we're definitely going to have a conversation where she may or may not become permanent. So we'll see what happens. And ultimately, it's totally up to Mahogany as well. I appreciate the ride. I appreciate the love. I appreciate everything. I really do, sincerely. It has been a fun journey. And I never realized how much I would appreciate another human sharing the same space with me in terms of co-hosts, because you know I'm a badass and I can definitely handle a lot by myself, and going through this whole journey as a co-host with my crazy ass was definitely fun. So Frank, you want to add anything real quick before you skedaddle?
Man, I'm glad she's done.
Okay, you're glad she's done.
And she knows me enough to know that I don't mean anything by that, like personal. I'm saying it's just a lot of work.
Well, it was.
If I think she should do her own show. I said that in the last episode. She should do her own show.
However, she's not ready just yet. I feel as if she continued to be on the podcast, yeah. Dear Sis, of course, then she can also and ultimately make that decision for herself to do her own show. So we're not going to pressure her.
I disagree.
Put her in
a
corner.
I'm not pressuring anybody. You asked me what I thought. I'm telling you, I think she's ready for her own show.
Because I don't think she's ready for her own show just yet.
Okay, why?
And I'm very comfortable of letting people go, as you know.
Wait a second. But explain why. Why isn't she
ready? There's a little bit more grooming and growing to do.
How is she going to do that without doing a show?
Well, goddamn it, if you feel like...
Uncle Frank.
You have nothing to say. This is nothing about you. We're in the middle of a conversation.
I understand.
Yeah.
Like what I want to say is that I'm so appreciative to the both of you.
Mm-hmm.
MJ, I appreciate you sharing your space with me because you are amazing in your own right. Uncle Frank, thank you for your feedback.
You're welcome.
And just for your honesty.
Yeah.
This has been the ride of a lifetime for me.
Has it really? This has been the ride of a lifetime for you?
In this new life of mine,
you really
absolutely
need to get out more.
I know, Uncle Frank,
yeah,
but you're going to help me with that. I know.
I agree with you on that.
Jeez.
I don't agree with you on a lot of shit, but I definitely agree with you on that.
If this was the ride of a lifetime, she needs more of a life.
What I will say is I am learning, growing, and glowing. And while I'm not completely ready yet, every week I get better and better. So I'm excited to see what the future holds.
All right, good. Well, you missed a great Christmas party.
You did.
Oh,
It was fun. We're definitely going to jump into a bonus track because I have to really talk about this shit. This was funny over the weekend.
All right, I'm going
to
go get your coffee.
All right, cool. Go get my coffee. So in that, Dear Sis Family, I'm excited. I'm just super excited for what's to come. We have exciting guests coming on. Guys, we have men coming on to the show. And you know, I really don't like the dicks and balls swinging around on the show. But however, I have definitely decided to invite these two gentlemen who are fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. We'll jump into them in a minute because they're going to talk about their shit, what they do, and all the fun, groovy shit that they got going on. So you guys know what time it is. I don't know about you, but I got a vent. New York Sunday Times paper says here, Mahogany, this is a good one. So buckle up. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to pay attention to this one. Buckle up, my friend. It says the frustrating of dating for both men and women. Well, I must say, it is very frustrating when it comes to this lifestyle of dating and life and lifing. And you know what? I hate that word. Life is lifing. And I'm going to get into that, too, because our guest, he was saying that last week. And I was like, yo, chill with that. Life is shit. I can't right now. Life is happening. Life, people are living. Life is lifing out. Whoever put the ing on the end, I want to shoot you. Okay, you got to take the fucking E off ing. Here it goes. The frustration of dating for both men and women. It says here to the editor, why aren't more people marrying? Ask the woman while dating is like whatever. Well, I think a lot of people aren't dating today because, not dating, I'm sorry, rewind. Not committing to anything because social media. Social media has messed up the game tremendously. There's too many visuals. There's too many of this. There's too many of that. People cannot separate what's real from fake. Everybody's all over the place. Everybody's horny. Again, I'm not that goddamn horny. Okay? That's just me. And we create this illusion in our mind as if this person's supposed to be the end all be all, vice, the perfect person, and or vice, the person I want to be with, ideally. You don't even know what the fuck you want, ideally. Sometimes when I wake up in the morning, I don't even know what I want for breakfast. So you think it's going to be easy for me to be like, oh, I want this guy, I want that guy, I want this guy. You have to settle on what's right for you, okay? Mm-hmm. That's where the frustration come in. And then also, everyone has egos. Everybody got an ego. People think they're this and that, and you ain't shit. You don't have nothing. Nothing in the sense of like money or anything like that. It's just like, you don't even have a conversation correctly, or your common sense isn't there. You're not kind. You're not polite. You don't know how to say thank you. Some people don't even know how to eat properly, let alone decide if they want to be with this guy or this fabulous girl that's in their lives. And it's frustrating because you can't even hold up a conversation. That's not the word I wanted to use. You know, I make up my own words and shit. Mm-hmm. So it's basically saying that. So a 72-year-old lady is, no, man is a parent, co-parenting with someone else, another parent, right? 72 years old. I think 72 years old is a little bit too old to be fucking dating at this time. I feel like 72 years old, you should have already had like three wives, per se, and maybe two, comfortably. One of them are deceased, and maybe not, or all three of them might still be living. But, and I mean, maybe he's horny too, and his dick is hard, and he wants to have fun with whoever. But it's kind of like this thing, like, here we go again. Like, dating is so frustrating. And you know what's so funny too, Mahogany? Our guests that we're going to have on, they all have wives. Which shocked,
I know.
Which shocked me. I was like, oh, shit. I'm doing something wrong in New Jersey. Because I feel like you got to go down 9 to 5. Keep floating down 95. And then you might find your husband along the way. Shit, I don't know. For us, it's a terrible thing. Luckily, I am seeing someone. I'm exceptionally ecstatic, happy, great guy all around, great guy, just really sweet and sincere, and just the things that I need to boost my baby ego that I have inside of me, because I do have an ego too, but I don't display it as cockiness or aggressive and all that extra bullshit. So what do you think? What's your take on this whole dating thing?
Well, first of all, I'm so happy for you, MJ. I'm so happy that you found love and you found someone.
I didn't say love. I said I found
somebody. Well, you found a partner for right now. And I'm so happy for you because everyone deserves happiness, joy, and love. What I will say is I do agree with you when it comes to social media in terms of the distractions and access. You can literally talk to someone across the world and find love or become distracted. But I will also say that there is beauty in having a life partner. Having gone through a divorce, I don't know if I will get married again. I'm not opposed to it, but I love the idea of love and companionship and having that person by my side who I can grow old with, whatever that looks like. I think that there is value in a life partner. I think there is value in having that person that you can go to the movies with, go traveling with, go to dinner with, listen to live music. Having that consistent person. And I do agree that our needs and wants change every single day. But that's also beautiful in how we can grow together. Now, at our age, I don't know how much growing together we're going to do. because we're pretty much set in our ways. We are who we are. And not that we're not moldable, we are, but there are certain non-negotiables.
At least for me.
Well, for me, I have some non-negotiables. You need to have good manners, grammar, hold a conversation in an intelligent conversation. And I'm not saying that you need college degrees and you, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is I need to be able, when I leave your presence, I should feel better about myself than when I came. And that is through conversation. That's through you stimulating me, me stimulating you through conversation. That's very important for me.
First of all, let me just say this. Everybody wants this intelligent conversation, right? A lot of times your motherfucking ass isn't even intelligent. You don't know what to say. Because I find myself stumbling for words at times, I must say. And I'm not the smartest cookie in the cookie jar. And maybe I am, because I'd like to get out of the fucking cookie jar, right? Right. So you have to be very careful. Intelligent conversations and grammar. People aren't writing you love letters no more. Or maybe they are through text messages, sure. But I want you to be kind to other people. I don't want you to be nasty to the waiter. I want you to be on time.
I think that when we talk about intelligent, it's subjective. It's not intelligent about a certain subject matter. I can hold a conversation with anybody, anybody. Now, I may not be able to tell you about a certain hot topic because I may not be up on it, but I can hold a conversation with you.
I'm never up on none of the hot topics, so that'd be out the window.
MJ, you and I, we talk all the time. We've never skipped a beat.
No, we don't. But when it comes to a guy, but I'm not dating you either.
No, you're not dating me, but I can hold a conversation with anybody.
I know you can. I know you can. I'm messing with you. I know you can. But it's just, it's crazy. So let me go back into the article, because I saw something that was, that pointed out to me and stuck out to me, not pointed, but poked out to me rather. It says, why do 90% of women to whom I write very kind and full, like forthcoming messages, they indicate here that they are 5'4" or 5'7" and they require someone taller. Here's the thing. So I'm dating this guy, right? And this is so good for me right now. I'm dating this guy, dear sis family. I'm 5'9", 5'10" on a good day, right? Depending on how my legs stretch, right? Whatever. So the gentleman that I am seeing is 5'6". Ooh, Frank, I think you need drums or something in the background for this one, because this is really good. And maybe somebody, maybe you should be blowing smoke, like a siren or something, like blowing some weed or whatever, because I don't smoke. But anyway, so he's 5'6". And I almost was like, no, I ain't talking to this nigga. I don't want to talk to nobody 5'6". I said, God would not send me nobody 5'6", 5'7", 5'8". He will not do this to me. And people were like, yes, he would. He would. They're going to send you somebody 5'5", and he's going to be the best thing for you in your life. And so that was my ego. Also, I was becoming shallow to the fact that I'm a taller woman and I don't want to date anyone shorter than me. However, that was so embedded in my head as a kid that that's all I wanted. Tall, dark, and handsome. Tall, dark, and handsome. Tall, dark, and handsome. Right. Whatever. You going to get somebody that's good for you. He going to be 5'5", okay? But he going to make you feel like he's 6'3".
Yeah, and that is so good. I'm so glad that you're sharing that, MJ, because somebody needs to hear that. I need to hear that. Others need to hear that. You know, we talk about our list of wants and needs, and I'm sure at some point, MJ, on your list was they got to be taller than me. And I'm glad to hear you say that you took a step back and you said, you know what, this is not about that. And someone needs to hear that from you. We need to build our tolerance.
His teeth are whiter than mine. My teeth are yellow as shit. Okay. My teeth are yellow. I need braces down here. His teeth are straight white. I'm just like, it's almost as we're having a competition when it comes to our teeth, but I could definitely work on my teeth. I have to cut back on the coffee and the cigar smoking, and I'm going to get Visalign's.
Well, I'm so happy for you, MJ.
Yes, I'm so happy for you.
It's time. And great article. Time.
Yes, definitely, definitely. So, Mahogany, are you going to introduce our fabulous men guests? What's going on?
Well, yes, I will. But before we do that, I have an article that actually was inspired by our guests, not ready for them to come on quite yet. And I'm not going to go through everything, But on their show, they talk a lot about music. I listened to one of their episodes. I think it was episode 3 where they were talking about music, but a lot of their episodes are about music. And so I found this article where it talks about music and mood and music and memory and how music is tied to pain relief. And it got me to thinking about how I feel when I listen to certain types of music. So I was at a concert this weekend, the R&B Experience. So MJ, you and I, we kind of grew up around the same time. They have some new school artists, Jay Brown and October London. Absolutely amazing. But girl, BBD, Escape, 112 and Silk, 90s, the 90s groups were there and they played all their bangers. It was just an amazing show. And it just reminded me of where I was in the 90s. It was a sense of freedom, graduating from high school, leaving my covering, starting my job, all of those great things. So that is my intro to our special guest today from the Get Right podcast, Right spelled R-I-T-E. We have T and DC come on the line.
Welcome.
Yo, what it do, what it is, what it ain't.
Yes.
What it do, what it is, what it ain't. Yes, welcome to the show.
Appreciate it.
Definitely.
Yep. It's your boy DC in the place to be.
Okay, DC.
Got those 80s bars,
Shout out to 80s. Let's go.
Yeah.
Shout out to the 80s, baby.
I'm a 70s baby, sorry.
I got a new nickname just for MJ, but I'm going to let y'all run.
Oh, you do? You know what? Speaking of nicknames, and this is a sideboard, not taken from you guys, because we got a little bit of time, because this is going to be a good ride. So yesterday, somebody said to me that I should use my real name, and my real name is Mirtha. So when it comes to like performance and stuff like that, I should get rid of the MJ. I almost wanted to reach through the phone and tell him to suck something, but I did not. Because MJ, he was like, oh, because you got Michael Jordan, you got Michael Jackson, you should just use your real name. I'm like, I'm not ready to use my real name. And when I'm ready to use my real name, I will. But that is my real name. It's just my initials, like not no makeup name off of Sesame Street. The fuck is wrong with you?
But isn't MJ your persona?
It is my persona.
Yes.
Because it's already a Michael Jordan and a Michael Jackson. Well, it's not a Mirtha Jasmine of the world. And I'm a female. Thank you. But anyway, go back to what you were saying.
All right, Get Right podcast crew. So one of the things I heard you guys talk about is that you guys are the brain trust. So talk to me a little bit about that. First of all, tell us who you are, where you come from, how you met. Talk to us about your podcast and this brain trust.
I'll go first, DC. So the brain trust, that's our third partner in crime. He's not able to make it today. That's Rod. So, you know, he represents Detroit, Michigan. So I'll say those three words for him all the time. And then me, of course, I'm T. You know, I'm always going to be in that intro, what it do, what it is, what it ain't, man. I represent the world. I'm an Army brat. I've been all over the place, but home is Montgomery, Alabama. So roll, tie, roll. I know I'm going to piss some people off with that. And then my guy, Mr. Misconception, we always say the people that hate to love and love to hate. So DC, I'll let you introduce yourself, bro.
Yeah, bro, you know, it's the man with one face, but too many names to name. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Misconception, the one they love to hate and hate to love. But I am the truth shall set you free. You know, I got a new nickname just for MJ. MJ says you don't really like Dixon balls swinging through. You know, call me Mr. Baby Leg because I'm swinging in here today. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
And I just like to, as far as what I, and I'm married, by the way, so don't take that the wrong way. I just speak my mind, honestly. I just speak my mind. So. And I feel like I got a voice. I feel like I got a voice and I got something to say. The South got something to say. So that's what I represent. That's what I'm about.
And DC, you're from Texas, right? What part of Texas?
So what's funny is I got roots in Texas, but I'm not really, I'm an Army brat myself. But I have deep roots in Texas. But I didn't actually go to school in Texas. You know, like I said, I bounced around all over the place. So I did spend some time. I graduated at Texas State University. You know what I'm saying? Eat 'em up, Bobcats. I didn't go to high school or anything there. I just got my mom's side of the family and whatnot. They all from there up in Central Texas, Killeen, Temple, Austin, Dallas, all up and down I-35. So
how did you guys meet? Because you guys have a history.
College. Me and DC go back to college. Yes. We go back.
Okay, yeah. College. Go back.
We actually went to college overseas. We met at college overseas, yeah. And we've been rocking since, man, being assigned roommates, and then we just been rocking since. We 23 years, shit.
23 years.
Yeah, something like that. 20, 25, somewhere in there. After a while, after 20, you stop keeping count, really.
Right.
Yeah, you do. That's true. After 20, you stop keeping count. That is definitely so true. I wanted to say something. How I got to know T was through the podcast on Facebook. You're dope within your own right. I appreciate you. I love you and everything like that. I really do when I say that to people because I don't use that word too loosely. However, I just love the interaction that we were going back and forth inside the group that made it more like tremendous and more fun because a lot of people in that group were kind of dead. And I feel as if when I say something or if you say something or my man Infinite, who's known as, his real name is Blake, but we're going to call him Inf right now. When he says something, mm-hmm. it's like the crowd get aroused. So that's how I've developed this communication and friendship with you. So I want to give you some love off of that. So that was really dope. So I wanted to dig more into who the hell are these people? What are they about? And, you know, and again, it's not that I don't have guys on. I just feel like the world, the whole entire planet is already saturated with men and their opinions and their comments and their do's and don'ts. So that's why I kind of tread lightly when it comes to guys coming on the show. But I'm definitely looking forward to see what else is popping right now.
Hey, man, we just cool. We cool ass dudes. We're going to tell you what's on our mind. But I can speak for me and DC on that. We ain't trying to force our beliefs on y'all.
Yeah, and one of the things I like about the three of you is that you each have your own individual vibe that you've merged together. Like mm-hmm. you have a distinct voice and a distinct opinion. When I've listened to your show, I knew exactly who was talking and talking about what. And I really enjoyed listening to your shows because of the varying perspectives that you share on the show.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we definitely just try to, we gonna disagree with each other. Mm-hmm. We do it all the time. We gonna disagree with each other all the time.
Yeah, because TV tripping.
Who came up with the name of the show?
The Brain Trust. The Get Right Podcast. And then he put it in the text message and we like, oh shit, this is it. Yeah. Here we go.
Yeah.
That was what it was. This is it right here. We in here. Put it in neon lights and let's make it happen.
So Mahogany, you have brought up music is their thing. So what type of music? I mean, I love all genres of music. Rap music, R&B, metal.
Music is music. I'm not in the middle. I'm an R&B guy route. I do a little bit of jazz.
I love jazz.
Don't do no Nirvana.
What's the definition of rock and roll? Because rock and roll is so like broad.
What you got against Nirvana, bro?
Man, you ain't listening to Nirvana, bro. See, you trying to get us on the show. All right, good.
Who doesn't listen to Nirvana? It smells like Teen Spirit. Are you serious? That's a classic.
It is a classic, yeah. But it ain't in your car. Is Teen Spirit in anybody's car right now?
Yeah, it is.
Like, you pull up your iPhone right now or Android.
But let me tell you what is in my Pandora. Real talk. B2K. Look, nobody know who to find.
You just said B2K?
Yeah, she said B2K. No.
See?
Hey, man, shout out to you, though. Shout out to you, though. Like, no.
Frank Sinatra.
Not in my playlist.
Look, Frank Sinatra. Look, the producer, he just raised his hand. Frank. Sasso. Maybe it's because it's your first name, Frank Sinatra.
I mean, shout out Uncle Frank, too. Shout out Uncle Frank. Oh,
Uncle Frank. Please.
I got nothing against Frank Sinatra either. That don't get me going.
That's not your vibe.
If I'm listening to Frank Sinatra, it's probably because I'm in the mall somewhere or it's on TV because it is the holidays and so forth like that. But, yeah.
Okay, you said no Frank Sinatra, so you want to give that elevator music. Whoever don't like Frank Sinatra, the whole podcast is going to be playing Frank Sinatra while your motherfucking ass is talking. Okay, because we going to serenade you with Frank. Frank Sinatra is really good.
I said I don't hate him.
You don't hate nobody. You don't hate nobody.
I'm not spinning. I'm not searching the catalog. You know what I'm saying? Don't hate nobody. It's all love. Like,
that's the mayor right there.
Yeah, but
the mayor loves everything.
Yeah, it's all love, man. Unless you like disrespect me and mine. No,
listen, we're talking about the music. Cool. We're talking about the music, and I was being facetious.
Right. And Frank Sinatra is cool. I understand, bro. He's a legend. He's an icon in the music game. I understand it. He just don't. I'm not looking to play Frank Sinatra. I'm not waking up in the morning and like, man, I'm in this kind of mood.
Frank Sasso will play Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, to answer your question right now, in DC, I know he got a list probably future, mm-hmm. but. Mm-hmm. For me, what gets me going, if I'm low and I need to turn up right now, mm-hmm. For me, it would be Nipsey Hussle.
Okay.
I would listen to Nipsey Hussle.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So we talking about down, you talking about turn up, or you just trying to talk about good vibes?
Good vibe, energy.
And I'm going to tell you, if we talking about vibing right now, I'm going to tell you, what I'm on right now, and I think I'm going to be on this for a minute, is Magic Jordan, Good People. It just dropped, an R&B duo, signed to OVO, if y'all only heard. You probably heard the song Hold On, We're Going Home by Drake. So that was actually featuring Magic Jordan. Most people
Magic Jordan is his name. Got it.
Yeah, Magic Jordan. M-A-J-I-D Jordan. And it sounds like a person, but it's actually a duo. One person does the beat, the other person sings.
Okay.
And that thing is a vibe. That is album of the year for me. By far, no matter what kind of mood you in, you down, you low, you whatever, it's going to mellow you out. I feel like I'm in Morocco. I ain't never even been to Morocco, but whatever that album sounds like, it just sounds like whatever Morocco should look like. I feel like that song, that album should be bigger than what it is. Not enough people know about it.
Yeah.
Especially if you, I would say 35 and up. If you're 35 and up, they are criminally underpromoted. I'm here for it. So, album of the year, you want a vibe, that's it. That's it. And
Magic Jordan.
You may not love it as much as I do, but you're going to love it. Magic, M-A-J-I-D. Because it's not magic like a magic trick. It's M-A-J-I-D.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, good people.
So, Mahogany, what would be your vibe? What's on your playlist?
So, to be honest with you, when I'm feeling low, a first beat drop of So Ambitious by Jay-Z and Pharrell, the Blueprint 3. It takes me to another, for me, I didn't judge any of y'all.
No, bitch, ain't no judgment.
But a vibe, a complete vibe would have to be Robert Glasper. Anything Robert Glasper puts me in the mood, makes me happy, makes me smile. Anything by Black Violin, I can listen to Black Violin all day, all night long.
Nice.
It's a complete vibe. Yeah. What about you?
I'm like a mixed bag of things. Like, I'm like almost Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde when it comes to music, but whatever. So I'm going to definitely jump into Anita Baker. I'm going to do Sade. I'm going to do Phyllis Hyman. I'm going to
do some
Frank Sinatra.
Okay.
And if I want to remix it, I'll definitely go into my boy Jay. I love him all the way down, but I love the old Jay-Z and I love the old Nas. And if I'm feeling hype, Mobb Deep all the way down. And Chris Brown, that's my son. I always say that. So I listen to a lot of music by him. Robert Glasper, of course, but if I'm like down and out, I'll definitely listen to some Anita Baker. I would say her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Anita Baker.
Love Anita Baker.
She's dope.
Yeah, she's definitely dope. So, and I could go as far as bag.
11 is dope. You mentioned Chris Brown.
Chris Brown, yes, that's my son. That's my son. Everybody knows that's my son across the world. That is my son. So Marvin Gaye is great. And Tammy Terrell. I didn't know her music was as hot as it was with Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, they spit some fire, those two.
DC and T, did you guys know that about them too?
Yeah.
Okay,
Tammy
cool.
Tammy Terrell. Oh, yeah, Tammy Terrell. So that's, that's my mom, that's where I got my name from. She thought I was going to be a girl.
Oh, look at that.
I was going to be a Tammy, but because her favorite artist, Tammy Terrell.
Little known fact.
That's nice.
I was a win-win situation for her.
Oh, either way. Right, cool. I love it. So on your podcast, right? So when you having this conversation about music, is it like more of the breakdown, more of the feel, more of the era, more of something that hit home for you? Like, break that down for the Dear Sis podcast family.
It's DC starting arguments. Yeah, it's just DC starting arguments about what music is better. No.
Arguments? What?
No, I mean, we really just like, we just giving our feedback on like, just our thoughts on like, what's going on with music. You know what I mean? Like, whether it's a Drake album that came out, whether it's a future album that came out, it could be Kendrick Lamar. I mean, we just share our thoughts on it and how it resonated with each other.
Now, Kendrick Lamar, he's dope. Everyone loves him. I love all the things that he has going on. But I, for some reason, I can't get into his music. You know what? Maybe I need to just, like, binge and just listen to all his albums to get a better vibe of him.
He's a generational talent. But I will say that if you just not really into his music like that, I would start with Good Kid, Mad City. If you're going to binge something, because I will say some of his albums, to me, are a little harder to digest. For example, To Pimp a Butterfly, I've never been a big fan of that album. And if you're not already into his style of music, you might have a hard time digesting that. But I think that Good Kid, Mad City is probably the easiest to listen, because he does have some heavy content. He has some heavy lyrics, heavy wordplay, that you often have to listen to several times to even get it. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I can understand not necessarily being a huge, huge fan. So I would say if you were trying to get into him, I would start with Good Kid, Mad City and go through.
Okay. But the world loves him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He polarized.
For good reason. With good reason. He's a He's a generational talent.
He's a generational talent.
Yeah, he's a generational talent.
I learned
I like how you worded that.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you, Mahogany. See, we're in sync.
So, question for you guys. This might be a little controversial. I have not heard the new album, but have y'all heard Andre 3000's new album?
I love
what
him.
Are your thoughts? Oh, no.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on it?
If you were expecting a rap album, mm-hmm. you're going to be disappointed.
Right. That's what I heard.
And if your scope is just mainly hip hop, you're going to mm-hmm. be disappointed because it's an instrumental. So like you mentioned Black Violin, I never listened to them before, but mm-hmm. I'm going to go out on a limb and say, if you gravitate towards instrumentals,
yes.
you probably gravitate towards this album because it's an instrumental and it's experimental.
I love that.
Abstract. And if you're into that genre, then you're going to appreciate it. But if you're one ATL-ing 3 stacks, if you want Hey Ya 3 stacks, mm-hmm. you won't be mad.
So okay.
You just have, I think a lot of people just went into it expecting what they had been receiving from him for the last 10, 15, 20 years, which is kind mm-hmm. of fair. But at the same time, he told y'all he was done rapping.
And he's evolving.
The man tell you something, believe him. Let the man grow.
I like how you broke that down. And Mahogany, thank you for that, because I wasn't thinking of Andre 3000, even though I'm like a diehard fan. Of course, I see him as a rapper or whatever, but I love the fact that he did a flute as his whole album. I think it's absolutely genius. He's a sensational artist all across the board. And no one can argue that. The only people that can argue that are the people that were expecting rap music.
Right.
That was me. I expected a rap album.
Well, shame on you, because he's evolving. Like, like your boy said, he said that he was done with rap. So he was done. He was done. Next thing, he might come in with a piano. He can play piano.
He's a talent. He's a talent. And so, yeah, I expected a rap album and it was cool. But I will tell you this, that music is soothing. I ain't gonna lie, I put that thing on, lay down. So he got some streams out of me. He got the streams out of me. So
I'm gonna have to check it out.
By the way,
yeah, I'm gonna have to check it out. And I love how he is just very comfortable with being uncomfortable and putting himself out there and being vulnerable.
I disagree
yeah,
with that.
Yeah, he's comfortable in his own skin.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we're saying the same thing. Yeah. He's comfortable, right?
You got to be comfortable in your own skin. If you mm-hmm. spoke to the Grammys with no shirt on and pink shoulder pads, bro. I'll never forget that. It was in the crowd.
Yeah.
With no shirt on and pink shoulder pads. Just hanging
out. Like, he's definitely in a league of his own.
He is. And as he should be.
Yeah.
As he should be. So I wanted to dive into some like rap. So let's get into rap real quick. I kind of sound corny right there when I say it. I want to get into rap. So I want to get into some rap real quick. Like Lil Wayne, I said, I didn't say Lil Wayne. I said Jay. I said Nas. Biggie, he's no longer here. But Lil Wayne, I definitely, definitely love. I thrive off of his music. I love his style of flow. He switched up a lot too.
It's not Little Wayne. It's Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne.
Please say it correctly.
Let's just say Wayne. Can we say Wayne?
Weezy.
No,
Weezy.
The artist's name is Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne. Young Weezy. We got Young Weezy out this bitch. So I love his music. I love his music from the age 15, 16, whenever he started, until right now. I love his music, period. How do you guys feel about him?
No, I think he's top 5 on my list.
Yeah, top 3.
Weezy is top 5 on my list.
Never been underrated. None of that. Never, ever. He's just like evolving. He's just going. He is the hermit that's on the wheel and know how to get off that bitch and come back on and keep spinning. Like, listen, I took a little break, but I'm back. Okay.
Yeah.
With a Dutch in his hand.
Yeah.
Of course, unfortunately, but that's cool. That is definitely cool. So I want to go back a little further. Sugar Hill Gang.
Oh, wow.
Cool Mo D.
That's their song, right?
Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna defer to DC on this one because we had a nice little argument on a few episodes early in our seasons. DC, you want to take this one, bro?
Yeah. I mean, 80s rap is trash. I mean, it's all trash.
Trash?
So,
really? Touching my pearls.
Shout out to the 80s thing. It's an ironic. Yeah, it's just an ironic thing that I say.
Frank, mute him. Like no. The 80s, are you crazy? You're muted. You're done. Dearest his family, we're kicking him off.
Oh, man.
We can't. Are you out of your fucking mind? No?
I thought this was a safe space.
My nigga, are you... I'm done.
My nigga.
One of the greatest inventions, if not the greatest invention in the world, is the wheel, right? Well, we couldn't have anything without it. But, you know, whoever made the first wheel, however many thousand years, that wheel had to be trash. It was probably lopsided. It barely rolled the right way. What? But we wouldn't be here today without it. That's how I feel about the 80s.
I feel like I'm handicapped on my own show.
Groundbreaking, but it's the first wheel. It's terrible.
I got handcuffs on me. I'm in a wheelchair right now because I feel handicapped and I can't say nothing about that because you kind of hit me over the head with like a little one of them Flintstone boing, knocked me over the head because I can't even argue with that. I need help.
That was a good analogy though.
It is a good analogy.
I got nothing to say.
I know. No, I want Frank, help us, please.
Wait a minute. What do you want? What's the matter?
The truth shall set you free.
The truth. Well, now don't get biblical now, because we'll jump you on this one.
What's the matter?
So he said the first person that invented the wheel,
right,
which there was,
right,
had to be trash.
Well, yeah. It wasn't perfect. Of course not.
Of course it wasn't perfect. It was, but I'm thinking, well, see, I went biblical.
You went biblical?
I did, in
my
mind.
How?
Because I'm thinking of the creator.
Yeah.
It couldn't have been trashed.
No. God gave man the idea for the wheel.
Exactly.
The man, who's an imperfect being, had to then implement the idea. So, of course, the first one wasn't perfect, just like the first airplane wasn't perfect.
Boom.
So why are you looking at me like that?
I mean, there's truth.
The idea is still God-given.
Okay, I'm done.
But we still honor the inventor.
Yes, we do still honor the inventor. Yes. But
we don't worship the inventor. Yeah. We honor him. We respect him. I ain't worship. I'm not worshiping him.
No,
not worship. But we give them the respect.
I must say, as a guest on the Dear Sis podcast, that you are my first guest to have me hostage. I'm in handicap. Right now, I'm in handcuffs because I can't even come back for that. So, bitch, you are sharp. I have to give you an award.
Thank you.
This is a good analogy. I'm kind of sitting back.
I was listening to you earlier.
I mean, and you guys, speaking of awards, make sure you submit your podcast for the Dear Sis Awards show.
Absolutely. October 24th, next year in Houston, Texas. It's definitely all over social media, inside the group. You'll check it out. Just go back and surf a little bit, and you'll find it. I'm handicapped right now. I can't move my legs right now.
DC,
you see what you did? Okay, just switching gears just a little bit. So, T and DC, one thing that I love about the both of you is how you talked about your wives on the show publicly. I think that's such a beautiful thing. And one of the things you talked about, DC, was for your birthday, your wife got you and I think your father tickets to the Great American Whiskey Fair.
Yeah.
Talk to me about that. Yeah. So, I'm not a drinker. Yeah. So, I was like, what kind of fair? I never heard of this fair before. So, talk to me about that.
I didn't know such a thing existed, but I'm a whiskey guy. For anybody who may not know, I collect whiskeys. I'm actually looking at my collection right now as we speak, and it's kind of become a passion of mine. Obviously, I like to drink. Each plate has its own flavor, notes, and things like that. And so she took note of that, and she found this fair that nobody knew existed. I ain't never heard of this thing, and she got me the ticket, got my dad the ticket. And we went there. We got towed down from the flow down. She had to come pick us up, take us on. It was a dope experience, bro. But that's something that my wife has always done for me. She's always just done things like that. She's always been very in tune with us. Well, just other people. She's a giver. And because we're married, you know, she gives to me. She does the intangibles. You know, I'm the kind of guy, I'll go out and buy the bag. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. She's the person who finds a whiskey fair that nobody's even heard of and gets a damn ticket, says surprise, go have fun. And I'm not
thought that was so thoughtful.
I'm not going to blow your phone up. I'm not going to see what you've been doing and this time the third. She's incredibly thoughtful, and she's done too many things like that for me to name. I don't say I feel bad, but I almost feel bad because I'm an only child. I'm selfish. Mm-hmm. So, like, I can't even really match, in my opinion, some of the things that she does for me. Now, that was dope as hell. I'm going again next year. Now it's going to be an annual thing. Y'all want to go 2024?
Is it in North Carolina?
American Whiskey Fair, October 4th, 2024. No, it's in Columbia, South Carolina.
Okay.
And they say it's the biggest one in the Southeast, like in the tri-state area. They say it's the biggest one. Yeah.
So is it like going to a wine tasting?
Nah, because I would say this is more of a blue-collar feel, so to speak. Mm-hmm. When I think of, now I don't really drink wine like that, but when I think of wine, I think a little more snooty, for lack of a better word. Whiskey, it can be sophisticated, but it's just a bunch of guys drinking. You know what I'm saying? And of course, it's strong. I mean, it's like we're talking about 40, 50% or higher alcohol content.
Mm.
which is what, like 12% something like that.
Do you do whiskey, MJ?
I do not do whiskey. I do not do whiskey. I don't like any whiskey. No, I take that back. Just Fireball. But I don't do no whiskey or bourbons because I'll grow hair on my chest, and I'm a female, and I don't want any hair on my chest already.
It will put hair in your chest.
It definitely will. It definitely will. Okay. Okay. So listen, woo, great show. Like, this was really intense. High volume. I loved it. The energy was vibing and thriving. I felt like we needed more whiskey or have some whiskey on board, but we didn't. And maybe smoke a Dutch or two or a cigar. However, where can the Dear Sis family find you guys?
Oh, man, you definitely can find us, the Get Right Podcast, THEGETRITE. We on Apple and Spotify. The same name, same spelling. We on Instagram. We on Facebook. We on Twitter or X. Shout out Elon Musk, I guess. But, you know, we down to chop it up. Check out our episode. We just got another episode coming out soon as we end in the year. We just did a holiday episode just to wrap up the year. Yeah, man, rock with us. Hit us up. You know, we'd be happy to chop it up with anybody.
Because I know we're about to wrap up, but I was listening, Mahogany MJ, I was listening to y'all interact and talk about relationships, and I'm very passionate about relationships, especially around people that look like us. Mm-hmm. And one thing I always like to say whenever I hear a particular word that I would really love to see replaced in our sphere is replace the word settling with compromise.
Mm.
Bars. And when we talk about relationships and getting, you know, with a man or a woman is... You know, I had to compromise to get with my wife. I had to step outside of myself to make it work with her. And she had to do the same with me. And I think for any successful relationship, both parties have to do that in order to grow together, because it's work. And if you think about it, you change for work all the time. You know, the boss, the higher ups, they put out little memos. Hey, from now on, you got to come to work at 8:30. Hey, from now on, you got to do this. Now you got to do that. And we do it. Mm-hmm. And we don't really think twice. But when it comes to relationships and we have to change and grow to make it work, it's, I'm gonna back out for whatever reason. So I would just say, like, when we talk about relationships and making and grow, and I'm not talking about anybody in particular, just in general, is, you know, don't always think about it as settling. You know, this is compromise. Both parties got to do it.
DC, question. Did you hear one of us say settling?
Yeah.
Was it Mahogany that said settling?
And I'm not saying that. I don't exactly remember. But I guess we could catch all the playback. But it wasn't so much like...
I don't remember us saying that, but I agree with you.
I do too. I agree with you 110%. Again,
you settled. You're compromising for the 5-6. We heard you earlier today. So shout out to you.
Okay, I'm still in my wheelchair.
It was something like I can't exactly remember.
I'm still in my wheelchair. I'm in my wheelchair. I have nothing to say.
But she's compromising though, and I love it. And you know, I'm glad we're friends on Facebook and in that box. I see you happy.
DC, I'm in my wheelchair. I don't have nothing 100%. To say. So listen, it was great having you guys. Yo, this was super duper fun. We're definitely going to have Frank Sinatra in the background for DC because I'm in my wheelchair right now. And we got to definitely do it again. I would love to have you guys back on the show again.
I love it. Thank y'all. I appreciate y'all. I love y'all queens for what y'all doing. I want to give y'all flowers on that because y'all are making moves and energy. Uncle Frank, shout out to you.
Yo.
In the back as well.
Yes.
And man, we definitely appreciate it. Thanks. Like, for real.
No doubt.
Thank you.
No doubt. Dear Sis family, this was delicious. This is delicious. My seatbelt is coming apart now that DC is about to go because I was stuck in that motherfucking wheelchair for like a whole hour. This is family. It's your girl MJ and Mahogany.
And we don't know about you.
But we gotta go.
You've been listening to the Dear Sis podcast. Visit us online at dearsis.world today to leave a message or ask a question for our monthly Q&A with MJ.
So guys, let me share with you about my weekend at the Sasso's house. Shout out to my man, Kevin. James People was there from the IF. How do you pronounce this show?
First of all, it wasn't any of these people's party. So you want to know your way of shouting out to them. We threw the party. Me and my wife.
I know, Frank Sasso. Yes.
Right.
The Sasso
Frank
family.
And Christina Sasso.
Frank. Well, Christina Sasso. Right. The love of my life.
The most, she was like the most part of it.
And her hair looked good too.
Yes. Well.
Yes. Yeah, it's definitely good. So the party was dope. So let me just like rewind my fucking weekend at the Sasso's house. Shout out to Kevin. That is my boyfriend on the side. That is my white boyfriend. I've never had a white boyfriend. He's my white boyfriend.
It actually isn't at all.
He isn't my boyfriend at all because he's happily married, but I am the side piece. I will be
No, you're
side
not
piece
the side piece. To him. You are so not the side piece. Why are you saying that?
I am the side
he's
piece.
He's a happily married man with kids. You're
I
not
know,
his,
and I'm the side piece.
You are not his
no,
side
I'm not
piece.
I'm not his side piece.
In
however
any way, shape, or form. As much as you like to think
oh,
this.
God. We both like to think that.
No, he does not. I guarantee you he's not thinking you're
if
his
you
side
call
piece
his ass right
I
now.
I will call him right
if
now.
If you call him right now, Frank, he'll be like, yes, Nadine is my side piece.
All right. Hang on. Kevin.
Yes.
Frank Sasso on the phone here. I'm on the Dearestest podcast with MJ. I have a quick question for you. She is under the assumption that she's your side piece.
I am your side piece.
All right. I already know that you're saying that. I'm telling you, you're not. So we got Kevin on the phone to verify said side piece confirmability. Kevin, yes or no? She says you consider her your side piece. Is that true?
She's a very good friend of mine.
All right, a very good friend, not your side piece. He has a beautiful wife. He's happily married, and you are not his side piece.
I am not his side piece. I was being facetious, however.
Facetious.
Facetious, however.
I am flattered. How's that? I'm very, very flattered.
You're very, and I'll text you after you hang
yeah,
up with
you
Frank.
You should seek
Sasso
psychological help immediately.
Yes, and I'm blessed. I have so many great friends.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Goodbye.
All right, Kevin. Bye. Goodbye. Bye. I can't. But anyway, so the party was grand, and it got a little hairy. And I would say this because it was a particular guest that was at the house, and he felt as if coming on the Dear Sis podcast will boost his energy or whatever. And I invited him, which was cool. But one thing I find a little peculiar, Mahogany, that you have to meet all these crazy people. James Peoples was there, and James went into this big ass tantrum as if he was going to beat the guy up or the guy was going to beat him up. Frank, what the hell was that little tantrum that went on in the kitchen?
I really don't know. All I know is that we were just talking about how to vet your guests.
Right. New Pod City.
Right. And they got into an argument.
And that's where the argument began. It definitely got a little hairy. And I just felt like, okay. And a shout out to James Peoples. I want to give you all your shots and all your love and your flowers, because if it wasn't for you, Dear Sis podcast would not exist. True. However, we need to calm down just a little bit. Okay. Thank you very much.
So MJ, yes. I am in the dark. So I was not there, and I'm trying to visualize what you and Uncle Frank are talking about.
We're talking about.
Take all right, me
so
back
we're
to the
in
kitchen.
The, we're in my kitchen.
What was the conversation?
We're in my kitchen.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
And
I was all over.
Two guys were there, James and Earl, and I was kind of explaining to MJ how to vet a guest and how to answer questions that people ask her about her show.
Correct.
She asked Earl to be on her show. That got into a discussion about, well, why do you want me on your show? That's all Earl was asking. Because, you know, he's saying, well, you know, I'm not anybody. Why do you want me on your show? And MJ is like, well, I find you interesting. So I think my listeners would like to hear from you, and I want to have more guys on the show, which fine. That sparked a louder discussion between James and Earl. I'm just going to leave it at that. Because I honestly don't, it got to a point where it was just silly. So I kind of had to put the kibosh on that. And then that was the end of that.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay, good. I'm glad he broke it down that way. Because my way, I was all over the place. But still, this podcasting shit is like real heavy. Like it really gets deep. It definitely. And people that understand know what I'm talking about. And I still, until this day, I still want whoever to visit. But the proper way to vet your guests is to 9 times out of 10 have the host invite you onto the show. And I thought the gentleman was quite interesting, and the other podcaster thought he wasn't so interesting. So
I
there
just
you
explained
have
all this.
I just wanted
why
to
why are you
say,
re-explaining it?
I mean, I have to do it in my dearest voice.
And James is a very good friend of mine, and Earl is a very good friend of mine.
Yes, I love James.
So that's why I had to shut them both down.
Yeah, I love James. Yeah. Love him. What was the name of his show? If.
The If Podcast.
The If Podcast. Yeah, shout out to the If Podcast. Yes, and that's it. And there we go. Bonus.